Segment 1. The divorce and separation. It was October. My ex-husband and I sat our 16 and 15-year-old children down to deliver the news that would change everything. We were getting a divorce. Looking back, I don't think they were surprised. Maybe it wasn't the announcement itself that hurt, but the reality of it finally happening. For years, my ex-husband had used our oldest child as his confidant. She, in turn, passed his version of things down to her sibling. It created a barrier between us, a wall I couldn't break through. I was the outsider in my own family, left defending myself when all I wanted was to protect them. But how could I? They were too young to truly understand the depth of what was happening, and they weren't supposed to carry those kinds of burdens. It felt like it was the three of them against me. Each night, I prayed to God, "Please, heal my children. Heal their hearts. Help them remember how much I love them." But the more I prayed, the more distant they seemed. My love for them wasn't enough to hold us together. My children were my world. Losing them felt like losing myself. Not only was I losing my marriage, but I was losing the security that came with it, the home we had built, the memories, and the milestones. It all disappeared, and with it, my sense of identity. My children chose to live with their father, and I was left standing alone, feeling as though they had divorced me too. The silence in the house was deafening, and for the first time in years, I found myself relying on God more than ever. I prayed, over and over, for strength, for love, for the courage to walk this new path alone.